Taxes in the news this week. There is another state tax issue before the United States Supreme Court this month, and the Taxpayer First Act brought controversy to the IRS Free File program that is in existence, where the IRS works with tax preparation companies to provide free filing programs to low-income taxpayers.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
Turning to the United States Supreme Court, there is another state tax issue that will be before them that oral arguments are scheduled later this month. The North Carolina Department of Revenue v. the Kimberly Rice Kestner 1992 Family Trust is the case in question. And the main question at issue is, does the Due Process Clause prohibit states from taxing trusts based on trust beneficiaries in state residency? So basically, the Kimberly Rice Kestner 1992 Family Trust is outside the North Carolina state, but one of the beneficiaries, and it's my understanding that this is actually a discretionary beneficiary, is within the state of North Carolina, that the North Carolina Department of Revenue wants to tax that individual. And, you know, some of the questions are, you know, what are the minimum contacts required for a state Department of Revenue to tax a trust that is located in another state? There has been a split among states that approximately 9 states, 4 have said yes, 5 has said no, and the North Carolina Supreme Court said no to the North Carolina Department of Revenue, and they petitioned the United States Supreme Court. Part of the question is that North Carolina is trying to tax the out-of-state trust on its undistributed income, which will eventually be meant for the beneficiary, but that they are not actually taxing any of the distributed income. And one question is whether North Carolina has any real connection to tax this trust. You know, are they trying to receive income from this trust that there are minimal contacts with? Someone to argue that they don't really have any contact because none of the income is distributed to this beneficiary. So another question would be whether individuals need to file protective refund claims, that apparently North Carolina has already received more than 450 contingent income tax returns from trusts awaiting the outcome of this case. So if you have a client who is affected by one of these decisions, whether you are in North Carolina or not, that is something to consider, whether to file a protective claim regarding this pending United States Supreme Court decision. Now, next I wanted to turn to the Taxpayer First Act. There have been recent news articles that focused on that the act was passed in the House of Representatives and it is going to the Senate, but some of the representatives were focused on one piece of the legislation, the IRS Free File Program. They're focused on the IRS Free File Program because the IRS has a memorandum of understanding with various tax preparers like H&R Block and Intuit, the makers of TurboTax, that allows for our current tax preparation system to be in place where the IRS does not create their own program that gathers tax documents and sends to taxpayers a proposed tax return based on their information. The Taxpayer First Act would keep the current system in place because it allows the various tax preparation systems to offer a free file program for low-income taxpayers. Basically, I think the controversy is that people do not like the system that is in place. They are frustrated that the tax preparation companies have lobbied Congress to keep their programs in place and not let the IRS come up with an alternative form of tax filing. And I can appreciate and agree with what they're saying, but I do think some of the representatives decided to compromise and allow the provision to stay in the Taxpayer First Act and allow that to pass in the House so that they could allow the act to go forward as it is stated. So I'm going to read you the summary from Congress. In the Taxpayer First Act, it states that this bill amends the Internal Revenue Code to modify the organizational structure, enforcement procedures, and services of the IRS. The bill establishes within the IRS the Independent Office of Appeals to resolve tax controversies and review administrative decisions. With respect to the services provided to taxpayers, the bill requires the IRS to submit to Congress a customer service strategy, continue to operate the IRS Free File program, and exempt certain low-income taxpayers from payments required to submit an offer in compromise. The bill revises enforcement procedures relating to the seizure of property that has been structured to avoid Bank Secrecy Act reporting requirements, equitable relief from joint liability, the issuance of a summons, referrals for private debt collection, contacting third parties, and providing access to return and return information to individuals who are not IRS employees. The bill addresses the organizational structure of the IRS by modifying the titles of several IRS officials, establishing requirements for responding to taxpayer advocate directives, and providing statistical support to the National Taxpayer Advocate, eliminating the IRS Oversight Board, and requiring the IRS to submit a reorganization plan to Congress. The bill also makes tax court judges subject to the same grounds for disqualification as other federal judges. Now, I don't think the Taxpayer First Act is a perfect act, and I spoke on this act in one of my previous podcast episodes. I don't think it's perfect, but I do think it takes several steps in reforming the IRS that I think will be helpful to taxpayers. Some items that would be done include improving the IRS computer systems and allowing better coordination between IRS customer service and low-income taxpayer clinics. I think there's several items that are meant to be good, so I don't think the entire Taxpayer First Act should be thrown out because some of it is not perfect, that I think parts of it should be either improved as going through Congress, or if there are pieces that they do not agree with, those should be taken out. But I think it is interesting that there is so much focus on the IRS Free File program that all it says within the provision of the Taxpayer First Act is that it shall continue, that is the only language. It does not talk about making it permanent or anything like that. So I find it interesting that all of these news articles are focused on that one piece of the legislation, while there are other pieces that I think are meant to do good work. Overall, I think that if you agree or disagree, that you should contact your congressperson, your representative, to discuss what is happening with it. And if there are pieces that are not perfect, then those should be brought up or either discussed how those could be amended in another bill. Though overall, I think it is best that I personally think it would be good if it goes through, though I wonder about some of the issues, how they would be implemented. So generally, the bill should be either improved or go through as it is. I just find it curious how much focus there is on one small piece of the bill. And overall, I think that reflects our news cycles, that one person might do an article and everyone else just copies or builds off that article itself, that I don't know that there is too much, how much original thought there is sometimes when it comes to different news articles. So overall, I would certainly encourage you to investigate for yourself, see whether you agree with that Taxpayer First Act and if you support it yourself. Thank you for tuning in. I hope this has been educational, some of the different pieces of tax in the news. We have less than a week for tax filing. I certainly hope the tax season is going well for you, and certainly it will be over soon so we can reflect on the different tax changes that came in place and the government shut down, what that meant to the tax season. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.